Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the interview with Mrs. Ruth Kim Wong on March 21, 1983, tape one. Interview. Ruth, would you please tell us about yourself, your family?
Where I was born?
Yes.
Bakersfield, which is a small town near here, and it's always not too far from here. And my parents came from. My father came from San Francisco. My mother is from, actually, they say that she's American, but she came here when she was a child.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her childhood is, her telling me about her childhood is very interesting because she came from a small village, and this is a long time ago, in 1873, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or 75, something like that, and there was a famine, I think, and I guess, well, you may have heard, you know, many families had people that were, well, we call them, in Cantonese we call it mui chai, you know,
mm-hmm.
They work, and so she said her mother was so afraid that she would have to be a mui chai because they had no money, and her father was, my grandfather was a he did carvings for temples,
mm-hmm.
but during the famine there's no work for people to do wood carving.
Mm-hmm.
And she said he still had all his tools and things at home, but he couldn't find any more. She said he went from village. She tells about her grandfather, as it would be my father, that anyway, that he just went from village to look for work as a wood carver, and it's such a work that it isn't thing that you can't do farming and things like that, but if you're a wood carver with that kind of experience, no one looks for that.
Mm-hmm.
So she remembers her parents talking at night about what to do with her, because her mother said she didn't want her to be a slave.
Mm-hmm.
So she remembers walking with her father. She said it seemed like a long, long time. I guess might have been more than a day and a night.
Mm-hmm.
And leaving early early in the morning when it was still dark, and walking for a long time, and she said she remembers going to sleep at night several times and then waking up, so apparently they must have walked a few days.
Mm-hmm.
And they went to a harbor,
mm-hmm.
and then she went, her father took her to this, to the ship,
mm-hmm.
and he told her that this auntie is going to take very good care of her, and you're going to a place where you'll have good life, and you'll have rice every day, and so
mm-hmm.
on. And that was her beginning.
Oh.
You mean my mother's life?
Yes.
Well, my mother's, well, anyway, she tells about when she arrived in San Francisco that she was the smallest child. There were a lot of women, I guess they were, I guess it's company of taking women to bring to Chinese community, I guess. I imagine what they were, I can't imagine what they were going to do. Anyway, she said she didn't know why she was there, but she remembers coming, getting off the boat and going with some other people, a lot of other people, with other women, other Chinese women also, women. But she said she was the only one that was like a child. Like
mm-hmm.
She thought that she was about 9 or 10, but she wasn't sure, and she was very, I guess she's always been, was always short.
Right.
And then, did you want to hear about my mother, or you wanted about?
Oh, yeah, well.
I was very touched, and I was very interested to know where she came from. But she remembers that her father telling her that where he came from.
Mm-hmm.
She said she remember her father saying that, remember that I come from this village and the name of it and so on.
Uh-huh.
I remember because she told me Long An,
yeah.
Which I...
It's a Long An?
Long An, and
uh-huh.
She said Long An Xiang Piang, whoever
uh-huh.
that is.
I see.
And, well, But he told her to remember that. So she always remembers. She says, I remember all these years. Mm-hmm. But anyway, when she got the ship, she said she was so frightened anyway. Mm-hmm. It was in Chinatown, and she got in a carriage. And this Chinese man took her. Chinese man said, they were talking about her in English. She's so small, we can't use, a child that small.
Mm-hmm.
So it must have been for a house or prostitution or something.
Mm-hmm.
But they, anyway, somebody else said, well, there's a American lady who was looking for somebody to help in her house. She has a big house, and so why don't we take her there? So this man took her to this big house, and she said she was so frightened. She said the first she'd never seen a Caucasian before, and she said she went in there, and then this lady with a, she said it was a, she remembered there was a long, this lady had this long blue dress.
Uh-huh.
And she said that it was a ghost, and she said she remembered screaming and crying, and she said she thought she was really seeing a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
and she said she cried so much that this lady said that she made a signal like that. She said, I don't want anybody like that.
Mm-hmm.
So finally the man had to bring her back to Chinatown. And so he didn't know what to do with her. And he said, well, I know this place takes sometimes some of the girls from there, that place,
yeah,
goes to that house sometimes to get away from wherever they're, some, I guess, houses, I guess. So he took her to, and have you ever heard of a lady named Donaldina Cameraman? Have you heard the name?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So they took her there.
Uh-huh.
And she spent her childhood there.
Oh,
so that's where she learned how to do needlepoint, because she said,
uh-huh,
and it was very interesting, all Chinese people in there, except I guess she was one of the younger ones.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess later on that they did pick up other younger,
uh-huh,
children. But
uh-huh,
she said she spent her childhood there.
Uh-huh. How long did she spend there? Do you know?
She said she was there until she got married.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, she said they used to, I guess, girls, she saw this Chinese man that would walk back and forth, and Miss Cameron thought he was very nice because he was a street preacher.
Uh-huh.
He would preach on the streets of Chinatown,
uh-huh,
about God and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the first time she saw him, and then, anyway, I guess she was, at that time she must have about, either, I think, 17 or 18.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where she met her future husband.
Ah.
I guess he came to Miss Cameron and said that, I guess they looked at each other from the fence or something.
Uh-huh.
And then I guess she approved him, so she got married there.
Ah. Did she talk much about her experience at the Cameron house?
Yes, well, that she enjoyed living, she lived there,
mm-hmm,
so she lived there, she learned how to cook and not too much cooking, she said, but she did learn how to sew and embroider. And sometimes Miss Cameron said there were people that had what things men wear, not jean, but they're made of jean material, and so sometimes they would sew buttons on these jeans or do little, I don't know what kind of sewing, but
mm-hmm,
sometimes they would bring stacks of jeans and
mm-hmm,
they would sew,
mm-hmm,
there for, I guess, the home must have been paid for it.
Uh-huh.
So she said she learned not only do that, but uh-huh, to do little embroidery and stuff like that way.
Uh-huh.
And a little bit of English. My mother didn't speak a great deal, but she understood a lot. She could read a lot.
Uh-huh.
So she did learned all that.
Yeah. How about your father?
My father was, at that time he was just a preacher and had done a lot of, he knew a little English. I don't know where he learned it, but he did a little English and did interpreting for when they wanted to hire Chinese people to work, what he did, interpreter, I guess,
mm-hmm,
with the Chinese crews that worked. So he went, he also worked in several, not railroad, but he did work for the used Chinese, like where they had groups of Chinese making, building dams and things like that. So he worked on several projects like that. But I, later on, and he used to be very religious and used to conduct services in church and so on. But after he got married, he didn't do that too much. He mostly, he went in, we used to live, at that time, before I was born, their first family was, my brother and sister were born in San Francisco, mm-hmm. and later on, some of them, we moved to Santa Barbara. That was before I was born.
Uh-huh.
And from Santa Barbara, my mother said they came in a wagon with all their belongings, and from San Francisco to, I think that right when after they left San Francisco, there was an earthquake,
mm-hmm.
and then from there they moved to Santa Barbara,
mm-hmm.
and from Santa, I don't know how many years they lived in Santa Barbara. That's where my older brother and sisters were born,
mm-hmm.
and from there we moved to Bakersfield.
Oh, I see. Do you know why they moved from Santa Barbara to Bakersfield?
I think he just thought it would be a better living,
mm-hmm.
because he decided to go into farming in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was born, my father was a farmer then. He did farming too. Also, used to go from ranch to ranch with fruit and vegetables and things like that. So he drove a wagon with four horses. So I guess it was they took a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
And we had a farm in Bakersfield.
Uh-huh.
So that's where I grew up.
Oh, and you were born in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Was your mother much younger than your father when they got married?
I think she was, a little bit. He was quite a bit, let me see. I think when they got married, he was about 35, something
uh-huh.
like that way. So I guess he was quite a little bit older than my mother.
Uh-huh. Do you know a little, can you talk a little bit about your father's background? Besides, you just tell us where he he came from China.
Mm-hmm.
Did he talk much about how he get to United States and
He might have, but as a child, you don't pay too much attention to what they tell you,
uh-huh.
except that tell you to behave yourself.
Yeah. So your family moved to Bakersfield, and you were born there. So
mm-hmm.
Before you were born, they moved to Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
So
mm-hmm.
what year were you born? Would you like to talk about yourself now?
1909, which
uh-huh.
is, 1909 to now is a long time.
No. So would you like to talk about your personal experiences from childhood, start with the childhood?
Whatever.
Okay.
I have nothing to add. I mean, not to hide, rather.
Uh-huh. No, you talk about your childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Would you like
Well, in Bakersfield, we were, after we moved to Bakersfield, my father had his farm, and then as soon as my father got, seems that my mother said, as soon as my, as the father said, and mother were married, he sort of lost interest in being a preacher. So I guess being a farmer and so on, he was more active in just being a farmer than in being a preacher. And of course, I guess, my mother said that he was so, when he was in San Francisco, he preached, and he was a street preacher and did a lot of that. And of course, she said it was very impressive, and she thought she said all the girls in the home looked up to him because he was a preacher. She said that really gave him a big head. But then he lost interest in being a preacher when he came to Bakersfield and was a farmer. I guess being busy too, and that being farming is hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And although we have in Bakersfield, there were at that time two Chinatowns, so
mm-hmm.
there are quite a few Chinese in Bakersfield. He was quite busy as a farmer and busy with the Chinese community somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think when I was about, I forgot, anyway, I forgot what year that, they had some kind of a Tong War, you know, up and down the coast. You know, when there's a Tong War, if you're a member of a Tong, you're just like, Chinese people take sides and so
mm-hmm.
on.
Mm-hmm.
But when he was in San Francisco, I guess it seemed to be mandatory that you were a member of a Tong.
Uh-huh.
And he was a member of a Tong at that time. But when he came to, when we left San Francisco, when you leave San Francisco, you're supposed to post something and say that I am no longer a member since I'm leaving the city.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother said she remembers that relatives would come to the farm and tell him to kind of lay low.
Uh-huh.
So, and don't come to the main part of Chinatown.
Uh-huh.
But he said, oh, they can't do anything to me because, and my mother was always very indignant that because she said my father was very strong-headed.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't want people to tell him what to do. So.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I can do whatever I want. After all, I live in the United States, and,
mm-hmm.
and it's not. This is not China, so
mm-hmm.
I don't have to hide.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what got him, because one morning somebody shot him when he went to market, and so he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I don't remember too much about my father after that.
Okay.
So.
I see. So what did your family do then?
Well, see, I had older brother. I had other older brothers, and they... my one brother especially took care of the ranch, and
mm-hmm.
so, and my mother just sort of, my mother kind of helped around the Chinese community by, if anybody had a baby or stuff, she would help with new baby, and so I remember a lot of new babies.
sort of did he get paid by doing that?
I guess, you, my mother, you mean?
Uh-huh.
I suppose so.
Oh.
I imagine, you know.
Mm-hmm. How old were you then?
I think I must have been about maybe 7, or maybe older, I'm not sure.
I see. Yeah, so your mother actually started the responsibility of the...
Yeah, my mother, excuse me, my mother and my brother,
mm-hmm.
and I had an older brother too, but he was working away from home, so
mm-hmm.
so my brother, let's see, is my number... Because there's seven in our family, so.
Oh, I see.
So that time he was in high school. Yeah, he was already in high school and getting ready to go to college, and he had to stop and
mm-hmm.
take care of the family.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
So did your brother send money back to your mother and
your mother?
Yeah,
my
older brother. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. I see.
But my mother and my brother that lived at home mostly did everything.
Uh-huh. So how big was the ranch?
I don't know, but maybe about, it wasn't a great big ranch, so it must have been at least about 10 acres or something that way, I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm. So, did you live around the farm area?
Mm-hmm.
Or did
yes,
live
we lived around the farm area. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Can you describe about the farm life, your childhood in the farm area? What did they do, and what did you do? What did your mom do?
My mother worked on a farm and... worked and helped on a farm and did things like, you know.
She did. What type of work she helped?
Help, mostly what were they growing? Just mainly just vegetables, not you know, acres, just mainly, what she did was mainly what she could do around the farm.
Uh-huh.
And we had other help. We had Mexicans that worked on our ranch too.
Uh-huh.
We used to sit outside on the farm and during the summer and had our table out and have our dinner done. And one of the workers came up to my father and put his hand on his shoulder. I remember I was sitting next to my father, and we didn't realize, all of a sudden I looked up and blood was streaming from my father's throat. This Mexican man had worked on the farm, and I guess he was upset with my father, but he did it in a nice way, I guess, because he came and put his hand on my father's shoulder, and I guess he had a knife, and cut my father's throat.
Oh.
Anyway, my father went to the hospital, and they sewed him up. I guess it wasn't because
uh-huh.
he recovered not too long after that. But
uh-huh.
We had about, the farm was big enough that we had one, two, about four Mexican workers.
Uh-huh.
And we also had several ranch houses where some of the men slept,
uh-huh.
and the Chinese men, not the Chinese men, but all the Mexicans that worked. We had quite a few, for a farm that size, must have been more than 10 acres, but I don't know
uh-huh.
for sure,
uh-huh.
because I remember we had four Mexican men, and we had some Chinese men working there too.
Oh.
And I remember the Chinese, because the Chinese were much more cleaner than the Mexicans. Because the Chinese men, every time they came up to work, they would sit down and take off their shoes and wash their feet, which the Mexican men never did. It really impressed me. I remember that from years, that how clean the Chinese were.
Uh-huh.
And what my mother did was mostly helping around,
uh-huh,
and taking care of us, I guess.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So. At that time, was the farmhouse pretty far away from Chinatown? As you remember.
Yeah, I guess actually not too far, but must have been because it was only about no more than a couple of miles.
Uh-huh.
So
were there any neighbors in the farm?
Yes, we had Caucasian neighbors who were maybe, I would say, what we call by block, maybe about two blocks away, at the closest neighbor.
Uh-huh.
I remember Mrs. Stevenson, who was our close neighbor, and she would, once in a while, we'd go over and visit, and mm-hmm, sometimes she'd come and tell us how we should cook things. And my mother said, oh, I could never, that she would never, could never cook like that, because they cooked everything so, everything was so soft. But anyway.
So your mom was able to speak English? Oh, yeah, that's
yes,
where she learned,
mm-hmm,
English.
Yes, she learned, yes, in the camera.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And she was able to get along very well with the neighbors then?
Yes, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
As I recall, she always got along with them, and they were always trying to teach her how to do things that she didn't really want to learn,
uh-huh,
like how to cook.
Mm-hmm. Were you the youngest?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. How many in your... And you say you have seven brothers,
mm-hmm,
and sisters.
No, yeah, I had, I think there were four, I have Hayes. I had three sisters ahead of me, but,
uh-huh,
and all the brothers were ahead of me.
Uh-huh, I see. So the whole family, aside from your brother, all live in the farmhouse.
Mm-hmm.
The big,
mm-hmm,
farmhouse?
No, a very, very, fairly small farmhouse.
Can you describe the farmhouse, the setup, and the
actually, our farmhouse had two houses, separate houses, and we all slept in one house, and my brother slept in another house, and then we had a separate house where the kitchen is,
mm-hmm,
and so it really wasn't a very big place.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did your mom do all the cooking?
Yeah, as I recall. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Did any of your brother marry then?
No, my oldest brother was here in Los Angeles then,
uh-huh,
working in the market, doing something.
Uh-huh.
I've forgotten what.
Uh-huh.
But I know he did send money home. And I have an older sister that also lived here.
Uh-huh.
So she married and lived here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Did you go to school then?
I went to school in Bakersfield.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Can you talk about your school?
The school in Bakersfield, we went to segregated school. We only lived a block away from the from school, elementary school and high school, not,
mm-hmm,
too far away.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked, and all Chinese people went to one school.
Uh-huh.
Forgot the name of it now. And then this one school had both Caucasian, anyone else, and the Chinese all went to that one school.
Mm-hmm.
Although in elementary school, I only lived a short distance, maybe a few blocks away from the elementary school, but we all had to walk to the other school to go to, because all Chinese went to that one school.
Uh-huh.
That's the same school that Delbert went to, although when Delbert went, Delbert Wong,
uh-huh, yes,
it was less segregated, but when I went to school,
how many Chinese students were there when you went in your class?
In our school,
uh-huh,
the school I went to, all the Chinese in that town went to the one school, so,
uh-huh,
there were quite a few Chinese.
Uh-huh.
And I remember that some of the smartest children in school were Chinese, but I remember myself having, children take for granted that you're going to help them with their homework.
Mm-hmm.
So you just do it because it's easy for you, but it's hard for them, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember that especially. And it wasn't until I was in third grade that my so-called best friend didn't speak to me anymore, and I had come to visit my older sister in Los Angeles, and I asked them, what's the matter with so-and-so? And they said, oh, she's not playing with you because you're Chinese.
You never really realized
it. No, I never thought of it.
So how about the teachers at school?
I think the teachers, I thought they were all very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And they, I know they kept telling us as students that we should, keep, sometime you'll be able to go to other schools and learn other things.
Very
nice. Some teachers are very nice, I thought.
Did you think that you didn't learn the same thing as American students learn from the other schools?
No, I think we learned the same things.
Okay. It's just the classmates were not all Caucasian.
Well,
mm-hmm.
We had a lot of, I think I had a lot of friends when I was in school, and but I know in high school they talk about, I guess in general, they all talk about the same thing. When you go to college, you're going to be, they talked about things that just seemed to me not part of life. When you go to college, you're going to be, you have to be very careful when you join a sorority. And I thought, well, I joined a sorority. at that time,
mm-hmm.
It's something that you don't think about.
Mm-hmm.
When you go home, your parents, your mother tells you, you know that you're not going to do that when you go to college. So just don't think about it.
Oh, so actually, you would probably think the same way they.
Yeah, you think.
Thought, and
mm-hmm.
then, but then your parents will say,
mm-hmm.
don't forget you're Chinese.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And your mother, would your mom always remind you that you're Chinese and you have to do better?
Yes, sometimes. Yeah, I guess so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how about Chinese school? Did you go to Chinese school?
I went for one, I think I went for one term.
Uh-huh.
Because at that time, my mother was only one. My brother, rather, is the only one working, so you have to think about where extra money goes to. So,
mm-hmm.
we all went. I remember going to Chinese school for one semester.
Mm-hmm. How about the other brothers and sisters? Did they go to Chinese school?
No, they were. See, they were.
They're already working.
They were working.
Uh-huh.
Well, my brother was the one mainly. My brother was mainly working, and
mm-hmm.
So he was. I always think of him as kind of. Too bad my father got killed because my brother was going to go to Stanford. He had been accepted, but
uh-huh.
but we didn't have, I guess, I'm sure, now that I think back, that we didn't have the money, and
mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether he applied for a scholarship
mm-hmm.
or whether he would have gotten one, but.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about the other brothers and sisters? Were they also working in the farm, or?
No, just my oldest sister was already married,
uh-huh.
so she had children. So, and then my other sisters would come down to Los Angeles and work sometimes, but
uh-huh.
not always.
Uh-huh.
And my mother and my brother mainly did all the main working around the farm.
I see. What did your sister do? Did they come down at Los Angeles to work? Time to time. What did you do?
They didn't work here. They were working in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
In most of them worked as stock girls, and like one sister worked at iMagnon for a few years.
Oh, that's like in the 20s then.
I think so.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We were already teen age,
mm-hmm.
and then you would come down to LA and visit them.
No, they would. Well, once in a while I'd come visit my older sister that's married.
Uh-huh.
That was at that time was married, and her children were close to my age, so.
Uh-huh. I see. So you were probably the baby, and then you go to school. Mostly,
mm-hmm.
you were the only one who would go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Start from elementary school.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Which high school did you go to?
Bakersfield High School, Kern County Junior High School, Kern
uh-huh.
County, I guess.
Uh huh. At that time, you don't have segregation.
Not really. not, you know, you didn't have to go to any special school, but when I was in elementary school, we had to go to this one school.
Mm-hmm. But high school, you don't have to.
No. Uh-huh. By that time, everybody went to the same high school.
Uh-huh. What do you feel about the treatment there?
I thought it was all right. You don't know any better, why you think, well, that's fine.
Did you actually play with the Chinese friends?
Mainly,
mm-hmm.
A lot. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But occasionally you would do things with Americans. Mm-hmm. Did you ever think that I wish you could do something like they could do, or there's not much difference what they did and what you did?
Well, not so much when, you don't go to their home for parties and things like that. Mm-hmm. Or you just never take for granted you're not going to go because they never ask you.
Uh-huh.
And so.
Uh-huh.
Well, once in a while, some would.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing is, my my mother was very active in the Chinese church.
Uh-huh.
That's where you spoke about Marjorie Dong and
uh-huh.
Miss Bus.
Uh-huh.
Miss Bus had the church, and then